on Daf Samach Amud Beis. As soon as the lines start getting wider, Ki Yitzei Bedova Atoima Bayimotsu Miyoshve Yavish Gilad Arba Meis Nara Psula Ashala Yodu Ish Lamishkav Zocha. Is Mino Yodi, they had taken, they killed out all the Yeshve Yavish Gilad, and they left over 400 Nara Psula Shla Yadu Ish L'Mishkav Zocha. Is Mena Yadi, how did they know which ones were those Shla Yadu Ish L'Mishkav Zocha? Which ones were Be'ulais and which ones were Psulais? Omar Av Kahana Hoyshivum Al Pichavi Shoyayin. They sat them on top of a Chavi Shoyayin. Be'ula. A be'ula shepischa pasuach is reicha neidek, so one could smell the reyach of yain from her mouth. Psula, that's pischa sosum, ein reicha neidek. So the Gemara asks, v'navrinu lifnei tzitz, why weren't they mavel these na'ores lifnei tzitz? Amar Rav Kahane bereider Rav Nosson lerotzin lehem ksiv lerotzin v'loy leperonius. That the tzitz was lerotzin v'loy leperonius. He says those that would be be'ulais, they would kill. So they would know which ones are the be'ulais. As we mentioned last week from the Maritz Chayis, that the gedder of the tzitz was that a mi'il lechazi, maz lechazi. One was standing with nei hatzitz, so if they were aimed to get killed, so maz lechazi, and they paled very much. So mamele, they should be mavir, all of the noshim lifnei hatzitz, and the bu'ulais, was nixandem that they should get killed, so be panei and merikais. So the Gemara answers, L'ratzin lehem ksiv v'loy l'peronius. So there wasn't the Maritz Chayis, it was the Malay Haroyim. So the Gemara answers, L'ratzin lehem ksiv, L'ratzin v'loy l'peronius, that the tzitz can only be used was for ratzin and not for peronius. Ihachi b'midyonami, so why did they use the tzitz by midyon? Omar Ravashi lehem ksiv. Lahem l'ratzin v'loy l'peronius. For Klal Yisrael, the tzitz is l'ratzin. Lo'iv de kechavim afilu l'peronius. Let us see Rashi. Ma'an she yovish gilot b'mei pilagish b'give shenergu kol an she yovish gilot l'fi she lo'ibohu l'hilachim b'shevet b'nyomin kashar achim v'hechyu kol she lo'inivalo. Those that never were nivol, they were given over for Shevet Binyamin. Zok the Gemara Vaita. Omar Rav Yaakov Bar Idi, Omar Rav Yeshua Ben Levi, Haloche Ke Rav Shimon Ben Yechoy. But Rav Yaakov Bar Idi said, B'Shem Rav Yeshua Ben Levi, that we paskin like Rav Shimon Ben Yechoy, that a pchuse bas gimur shenis gaira is ksheira lekune. Omarei labzeira la Rab Yaakov Baridi. You're saying over this memre from Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Beferish shmielach oi meklala shmielach. Did you hear beferish from Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi that we paskin like Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai? Or you derived from something else that he said, that he holds the loch is like Rabbi Shimon ben Yechoy. So the Gemara asks, my klolo, how could you derive from his words that he holds the loch is like Shimon ben Yechoy? The Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Irachas Oysa be'Eretz Yisrael. There was a city in Eretz Yisrael, Shekoro Aloha Ira, that they were Ma'ara, and the Yoshvir Azois, that the Kahanim were Pkumim. Vishaga Rebbe es Rebbe Reimenis, so Rebbe sent Rebbe Reimenis, Ubatka, they were Baidik the year and the Yechusei here. Umotzabo, and they found out, Bas ki yoyres prusa mi bar shalei shanim v'yem echot. They found out one of the mishpoches originated that a Kohen had married a Bas ki yoyres that was less than 3 years when she was Megaya herself, and now she was an alta bobin. She had children and grandchildren, but Lemaise, she was Megaya herself, Prusa mi bar shalei shanim v'yem echot. In other words, a Kohen had married her. Now the Shaila is she Ksheira Lekunim? That was the Iro. The Iro was, it's not so poshut that this Mishpoche was Kosher Lekune, since the Rosh of the Mishpoche, the grandmother of the Mishpoche, was Giyayres, that was Nizkaya, Prus mi bar shalei shanim v'yem echot, v'hichshira Rebbe Lekune. And Rebbe was Machshir Lekune. So this statement Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi related. So, L'chaire, we see from this that Rabbi Shimon ben Levi holds that Halacha is like Rabbi Shimon ben Yechai, that a Prusa mibas shalei shanim is Ksheira Lekune. No, that I'm saying over b'shem of Yeshua ben Levi, that halachic Rabbi Shimon ben Yechai, I heard b'feirish from him, he told me we passed out Rabbi Shimon ben Yechai. So the Gemara asks, v'imiklala, and if we'll say he didn't hear b'feirish, he derived it from this ma'isa. What's a zeigefelach? If he derived it from this ma'isa, this l'chaira is taka, a legitimate teichoche, that l'ma'isa he paskens like Rabbi Shimon ben Yechai. So the Gemara answers, Dulme shani hosam hoyel ve'intziv. There could be a difference for him, not because he paskens like Rabbi Shimon ben Yechai. It could be paskens like the Chachamim. And L'maisa Kohen is not permitted to marry Giyoyres Prusami Bas Gimel. But Rabbi was Marsha the Mishpoche because B'diyevet, if they were married, so they remain married and we don't force to give a get and the children do not become Nischalo. And where do we see there's such a svare that there's a difference between L'chatchil and B'diyevet? The Rav Rabbi Yochanan, the Omri Tevayu, Begeres Amukes Eitz, Lo Yisa, Bimnosa Nosi. So we see this a psachilik between Lechatchila and B'diyevet. Lechatchila, one is not permitted to marry Amukes Eitz. And B'diyevet, if they're married, they can remain married. So it could be that is pshat in this maise that Rabbi Shua ben Levi is relating. That what the children did not become nischalel as altalocha v'imnosa nosi. So the Gemara answers, hachi hashte, it's no comparison. Bishloi mahosom, the case of Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, so there's a lomdus v'imnosa nosi. Napshad lachatchile, you're not permitted in b'diyevet, if it was done, we're matter. No, there's a lomdus over there. Hosam soifalias begeres tachtov soifalias beula tachtov. That means that the Rav Rabbi Yochanan held the whole issa is marrying a beula, marrying a mukes eitz. That's the issa. But you can say that there's an issa having issues with a beula because every kohen gadol eventually has issues with a beula. So kochach the issa is only the mais and the suin. But hocha seifali is zayne tachta. But over here, there's no cloud that every kohen gadol's wife will be a zayne. Chas v'shalom. So memela by a zayne, just like there's an issa to marry a zayne, so there's an issa to have issues with a zayne also. So al kocha, if Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said over from Rabbi that they were marsha the mishpoche, so we take see that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi holds Allah is Rabbi Shimon ben Yechai. Rav Safra Masni Lo Miklola. Rav Safra said over he derived from this maise that Rabbi Shimon ben Levi holds like Rabbi Shimon ben Yechai. Pikashalei, and then he asked his kasha, could be it's Noraya, could be here the lomdus is hoyv and nosi nosi. Umishanile, and he answered that the yesod of hoyv and nosi nosi does not apply by a zayna, only by a beula it applies. Zog de gemore weiter, ahu kahane de insiv gieres prusami ba sholei shonim viyemecha. Oma alei Rav Nachman ba Yitzchok, my hai, what's pshat in this? Oma alei, what you mean, a gieres prusami ba sholei shonim viyemecha, oma alei doma Rav Yaakov baridi, oma Rav Yishua ben Levi, alochi kab Shimon ben Yechoi. Oma alei zil apik, you better go and give her a get, but quick. V'iloi mafiknoloch Rabbi Yaakov baridi meunoch. Or else I'll make sure that I'll blast the Rabbi Yaakov baridi from your ears. You won't tell me your heter from Rabbi Yaakov baridi. Let us see Rashi. B'feirish mi'eloch min'ed Rabbi Yishua ben Levi oy meklola the shamet name milse. The daikus minei the sphere like Rab Shimon. Mike Lola meize klal hoyo loyloima. Ire livso mishpacha seir. Rumenis kasinen. Vichshira inicha tachas baila koyin. Bihim klola mai vima hai klola shmila Rab Yaakov mai isle Rab Zeire lo isve. De kaboy mine befeir shmila chem klola. Why can't one bring a raya from this klal? So the Gemara answers, Hoche soifali yezoyne tachta bitmiye, yisvirelei de posel, mishum znus, svirelei, vimkein loishna lachadchila, vloishna diyebed asirem. Vekashlei kedakshi dilma osam oil veinze vinsit, mishani hoche kedashninim bishleim osam soifali yezbula tachta, Mafikna loch, abyake, meunach, kloime, mishamtina loch, vetapik al kochach, I'll force you to give her a get. Tanya, vechein oye Rab Shimon ben Yechoyah. So before we had learned one kule that Rab Shimon ben Yechoyah had said lagabi kahune, that a gieres prusmi bas gimel is ksheira le kahune. Now Rav Shimon ben Yechoi said another kula legabi kahuna. He said, Kivrei oivdei kechavim, einam metamin ba'oil. Kivrei kechavim are not metama ba'oil. Shenema, va'atein tzoini tzoin marisi, odom atem. Atem kruyim odom, ben oivdei kechavim kruyim odom. And it says, by tumis oil, odom kiyomus ba'oil. So Memele, so we see that and Davke Klaisol Akruyim Odom, so we see that Davke Ayid is Metama Boil and Agoy is not Metama Boil. So the Gemara asks Meisve Vinefesh Odom Shisha Oser Olaf. It says by the Shvuye Midyon that it counts the amount of animals that were captured and the amount of people that were captured, and they're called Odom. So the Gemara answers Mishum Behema. If you want to differentiate, we're talking about how much Bokar and how much Tzoyin, some Amel, and then you want to speak about people, so then, if in comparison with a Behema, they're called an Odom. Obostam, we wouldn't call them an Odom. So the Gemara asks, we find in Yoina also the Goyim of Ninveh were called Odom. Ashiyesh ba harbei mishteim eschei riboi Odom, ashele yode ben yemine lismoile behema rabba. So the Gemara says, mishum behema, again, because we're speaking about that there's people and animals there, so therefore to differentiate, we call them Odom. But again, Odom stam is not a Goyim. So the Gemara asks, "Kol hayreg nefesh b'chol negeya b'chol otischato." In Melchemes Midyan, it says that those who touched a mace needed tare from mechatos. Now you just told me that a goy is not metame. So the Gemara says, "Do me iktol chad mi Yisrael." So Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai answered that in a Hanami, if a guy was killed, so there would be no need of tara of with mechatos because he's not metame. But do me iktol chad mi Yisrael. Maybe a yid was killed. So the yid was killed, and one touched a yid, so a male. Then he needs a yisoyah. The rabbonon tainet lo nifkad mimeno ish. The pasuk says that no one was missing, no one was chaser. So there was no yid that was killed. So what do you need hazoyah for? So the ma'in says Rav Shimon Yechai lo nifkad mimeno ish la'avere. It's not talking about that no one was killed. No one was nechser ayidei avere. But could be there were yidin that were killed. So memela the tzorech of tare b'mei chatos is if a yid touched another yid, a killed yid, a dead yid, that is metam. Ravina oma dehei dematinu kro me'atmuye ba'oyel tersiv odom ki yomus ba'oyel mimago umase mimatinu kro. Es Ravina says the kashe b'chlal feinzach nishton. But here we're talking about noigeya becholos. So it's talking tumas mage. A guy is metame be mage. A guy is only not metame boil. That's what we said. So mamela, there's no kasha. Let us see Rashi. Ein metamin es amahil aleihem. The not metame es amahil aleihem. I would like to say over a shtikel ha'ora I had on this Rashi, and a shtikel teretz I wanted to say. Rashi in Psochim brings down, explains a Mishnah that says as follows, Medeireis ha'akum tmeim, that the Medeireis, the places where Goyim lived, so it's Tomei, Mibnei Shekoivrin Niflei. They used to be Mekabed in the Folem in the Medeiris, so it's Tomei. So Rashi says, look, according to the Chachomim that hold that an Akum is Metame Bo'oyel, so it's good. Well, Rab Shimon ben Yechoy holds that an Akum is not Metame Bo'oyel, Maide de Metame Bemago Masa. So, the Maidetz Metame B'magomas, that's what Rashi says. So the Rishash here, the Merdike Kash and Rashi, wonderful, it's Metame B'magomas, but they were Koivon Niflehem. So there's no Magomas over here. So what is Pshat and Rashi? It's Metame B'magomas. So before we say over the Rishash's Teretz, I'd like to say over the Ramban says also the same Shtik Teretz, that this Mishnah can go according to Rav Shimon ben Yechoin, is moided at Metame b'magom Masa, and the Ramban is moisef, shehanoshim koivri shom nifleim ve'ein mamikin oisa. They didn't make a very deep kever, v'hoyu mizgalim bedrisis haregel. So eventually one, they just was a very thin layer of earth covering the Nephilim, and as people used to continue walking on this area, it used to be Mizgala. So that's Pshat. Metamim b'magu b'masa. That's how the Ramban says Pshat. There's a Yesaidistik Rishash. The Rishash is the Kashem Psochim. What's Pshat? Metamim b'magu b'masa. So the Rishash answers the Ratzaloyma, the Chayshino and Shema Yael ala Keva, Vize mikri mage. He says, Amore di kezach. He brings a Mishnah, which would seem like that in the beginning of Perek Gimel de Yeholis, that if a person is mahil over a kever, that's considered tumas mage and not tumas masa. If he's mahil over a kever, afilutz maila mitefach, he says, if you're mahil over a kever, that's called mage. What is called tumas oihil? Tumas oil is, if you're not mile over the maize, you're in the same oil that there is a maize, that's called tumas oil. But to be mile over the mace is too mismarked. Fine. So when I learned this Rashi, ein metamin es ha-mail aleihem, he's not metama mail aleihem, so l'chayre, I had a kasha l'chayre, if according to the Rishash, this is a din of tumas mage, so what's happening over here? So I thought perhaps we can say pshat in this Rashi, tafke, according to the Rishash. L'chayre, our sugya is a very modern sugya. We started off by saying, V'chein oye Rav Shimon ben Yochai oimer, kivrei oivde kechovim einam metamim ba'oyo. It's not metama ba'oyo. So he says, klora diburim, einam metame ba'oyo. So the Gemara Esther Kasha, it says, kol hoireg nefeshichol negeye becholo. So Ravina says the Teretz, it's not metama ba'oyo, there's a miyot on oyo, but on Magad is no meat. I mean, Rav Shimon ben Yochai said this ain't metam and boil. This is a psakasha and a teretz. It's a very modern. He says, the Ravina brings the posik. Posik seems like that. But forget about the posik. That's Rav Shimon ben Yochai said, I've come ain't metam and boil. So l'chayra we see klori means oil. So could be that is pshat and Rashi. Ein betamim esamayil aleim. The Gemara and the Havamina learned oil does not mean if you're in the same oil. Oil means if you're a mile, it's also not metame. So the Gemara held according to Rav Shimon ben Yochai, it's not metame filo b'maga also. That's the Havamina of the Gemara. So the Gemara is tamayil de kikashe b'chol negeye b'cholo. So Ravina said, no, he means taka ba'oil, not ma'il aleim. This is only the havamin of the Gemara. But according to the Maskon, bavke ba'oil, it's not metame. If you're ma'il, it's taka metame. Atem kruyim odom. I'd like just to say over, what is pshat in this, that atem kruyim odom, that yidden are called odom, and Goyim are not called Odom. I saw in Ein Eliyahu a very interesting pshat. He brings the Medrash. The Medrash says that the Rabbi Nishlam brought Lifnei Odom Arishin all the Chayis and Oifis, and he gave them a name. He said a name of each Nivra. He said Zeshoyer, Zechamoyer. Then the Rebbein Shalom asked them, Mashimcha, what is your name? So the Medrash says, Ani Noe Lihikari Odom, Shnivreisi Mino Adoma. It's a very modern Medrash. That means by all the Nivroim, he says, Zesher, Zechamoyer, Mashimcha, Ani Noe Lihikari Odom. Shnivreisi Mino Adoma. What's the Noe? Number one. And number two, he asks, I mean, if the shame Odom is nevreisi min ha'adomo, so l'chayre, what's the difference between a goy and a yid? I mean, a goy is also nevra min ha'adomo. So he says a very interesting teretz. He says as follows. The ikir shem of a nevra is the nefesh. The pasuk says, "V'chol asher yikra Adam nefesh chaya hu shmoi." That means the nefesh is the mahus of the nivra, and all the nivraim have a nefesh. And that was the kriyas Hashem. The kriyas Hashem was on the nefesh, not on the guf. The nefesh—that's the ikar of the nivra. Now, by Adam Arishin, he said, Noali kari Odom shenivreisi mina Adom. Now, the nefesh of Odom Arishim was not nivra mina Adom. The goof was nivra mina Adom. The nefesh was mina shamayim, ipach ba'apach nishmas chayim. So he said, the Odom Arishim said as follows, that's true, I'm different than all the nivroim. All the nivroim, the shem was on their nefesh. So there was a shame, Zasus, Zasher, Zachamir. But here, there's a nefesh min ha-shamayim, and there's a guf min ha-adoma. the maila of an Adam over Malachim is that we have a guf min Adam. Va'af al piken, the guf is mishubit to the nefesh. So Noah, the yoifi of an Adam is a guf min Adam and still to remain on Eved Hashem. That's the maila of the Adam. That's what it says, Alosh and Noah. So he says that maila is only by a yid. A yid is a guf mina adoma, and it's mishabed. He's mishabed to the nefesh mina shamayim. But a goy, his guf mina adoma is not a maila of him. It's not a plus. It's a chasorim. It's a minus. So memeila, yetakadat called adom. That's from the other say pshat that Klal Yisrael, the whole Klal Yisrael are unique. They're one unit. When one yid is bitzar, so ganz Klal Yisrael is bitzar. By goyim, one doesn't care about the other. So memele, so they say that, Odom, there's no loshin rabim of Odom. By Ish, there's anoshim, gever, gevorim. But by Odom, it's one. They're one unit. They're not rabim. They're goy echad ba'oretz. So, b'meila, that's why we're called Odom, which is a loshin yochid, and there's no rabim for us. Nefesh Odom, b'midyan ksiv. Mishani Oda Koilu Odom Mishim Deboila Michtav Behime Gabayu. It wants to say next to it Behime Ksiva Chamoirim Oboka Gabi Behime Mikri Odom. If you, that means this is a relative Shem. Gabi Behime is called an Odom. Avol Odom Stom Eloi Mikri. Anche Ninve Oivdei Keichovim Hoyu. Kaloyreg nefesh b'midin ksiv. Medibo tume shive al memitmo. Weist ois that he did become tome. Mi maga umase mi matinu. It's only a mi yutavke by tume soyo. Gabi maga ashkrin noigeya be'etzem oi becholo. Like siv odom. Hilkach. Be'etzem, hilkach avagav loy mikri odom, tamba b'magad amasa, because by tumis magad does not say a tnai of odom. Let us see Tosfos. Kivrei oivdei keichovim einon metamin ba'oil. Tema. So if a goyis kever is not metamin ba'oil, lama leila rebi b'no litziuni marto davrom avinu ba'odom arishin. The Gemara relates to us that Rabbi Beno went into the Me'ores and he measured the Mekoymes of where they were Nikbar, and then he went over the Me'ore and he was Mitzayin with Sid, the Mokim of the Me'ore, that we should know that there's a Me'ore there, there's a Kever over there, in order that people should not be mile over that Mokim. So Rabbi Bino was Mitzayin, the Moras HaMachpele, Avrom, Bodom HaRishin. So Tosfos asks, why was it necessary? After Ikri Odom, so you'll tell me that what? That they're called Odom, Odom v'Avrom. Odom was Ikri called Odom, and Avrom is also called Odom. Odom HaGodol Banokim. But Filakasha, or Yafilo Rabono, or Filo according to the Rabono, the Omri Kivrei Oivdei Kechovim Metamim Boil. They hold the Kivrei Oivdei Kechovim is Metamim Boil. Aboholoi Metamim Boil, Afilo Kivrei Yisrael Elo Oisom Shemesu Misho Shenemro Oise Parsha Da Odom Kiyomus Boil. The Chiyomus Mashme Bo'oisam Ha'asidim Lomus Adayin. So Tosfos Amir the Kekashe. When the Ritus Loshen Aposik would seem that the holding Tume was told in Tume's oil was Nishadish after this Parsha. Odom Kiyomus Bo'oil, that means whoever will die from now on and further and will find himself in an oil, so it's Metam. But till then, there was no Tume's oil Bechlal. So therefore, why did Rabbi Noah find it necessary to be Mitzayim the Moris? One kashi. And another kasha, so that's a kasha from a digduk in a posek in Chumash, that Odom ki yomus, it would seem that this whole tumas oil was nischadish ki yomus, from then on and further. Another kasha, Taisi says, "Mede itzrich nami benoze kro l'rabeis kever shalifne hadibo l'maga." The Gemara brings a special posik that a kever shalifne hadibo before matan teire is metame b'maga mechlal debo yoloi metame. And Taisi, in other places, brings down the Gemara Mayit Kodin says they were only metzayin mekoymes that were metame b'oil. So Taisi is a kasha, Tumas Oil was only noyig after Matan Torah, after Pashas Chukas was said. Before then there was only a Tumas Maga, so why was it necessary for Rabbi Noah to be Mitzayin, the Moris HaMachpel? Ve'ein ha'oivdei keichovim kruyim odom. Taimen. The Bereish Meseches Avedezore, or Peritalad Mises, Dorshinin, the akum ha'isik b'teire hareyu kekoyin godol. An akum that's isik b'teire is as choshev as a koyin godol. Shenema ashe yasa oisam ha'odom v'chay behen. Kahanim leviyim v'yisraelim loynema elo ha'odom. So anyone who is ha'odom is v'chay behen. So you see that ha'odom is mar be'agoy. Upirish bekuntres besanhedrin, so Rashi says in Sanhedrin, dahu leslei hachter Rav Shimon dahoch. And that time it does not look Rav Shimon ben Yechoy. Koit Rav Shimon ben Yechoy, the atom kruyim odom, a guy is not called an odom. So Taisvi says, that's not so posh. So Taisvi says as false. Vi yitochin, Rashi's teretz, that that time is chaylik an Rav Shimon, is totally in Gilsois. The feast for him, the Garsi, Hosam, Rab Yirmiye, if you go, it's Rab Yirmiye over there. So could be Rab Yirmiye, is Chaylik and Rab Shimon ben Yechoy. Avol is for him, the Garsi, Hosam, Rab Meye, but if you go, it's Rab Meye, Koshe. The Shamin, the Leir, Rab Meye, the Perkame, the Krisos, Rab Meye does hold like Rab Shimon ben Yechoy. Why? Because Rameh said increases the soch shemen hamishcho la'akum. If a person will smear al besar ha'akum shemen hamishcho is potter. So the soch is potter. Umash med the time. Why are you potter if you smear a goy? Bishum d'chsiv al besar odom lo yisoch. It should not be smeared al besar odom. So that's why Rab Meir holds that if you smear on a goy, it's your potter, because it says psar odom, it's not an odom. So we see klar that Rab Meir does hold like Rab Shimon ben Yechoy, and others in Sanhedrin are goyres Rab Meir. So you can't say Rashi's teretz. But then Taisvi says, "Umiyu motzi lemeima the time of the Rab Meir the potter have a mitam a different time. The chol shehu besoch arayu belo yisoch. The chol sheini besoch ainu belo yisoch." Now let's just explain this for 1 minute. The Gemara in Krisos gives 2 reasons for why if one is soch b'sar akum your potter. 1 reason the Gemara says is because Atam Kriyim Odom and Akam Kriyim Odom. And then the Gemara says a 2nd reason. That the whole Issa to be Soch on a person is if that person that you're being Soch on is if he himself is Mitzuvan the Issa Siche. So then there's a din that it should be Lo Yisoch Al Besore. Someone else is also not to be admitted to be Soch Besore. But if he himself is not mitzuvin disa siche, so then there's no issa to be soch al besorei. So the Gemara first gave in Krisis 2 reasons why there's a heta to be soch psarakum. And then the Gemara brings down Ramei holds you're allowed to be soch psarakum. So who knows that the reason is the first reason? Could be the reason is the 2nd reason. Could be Ramei is taka chaylik and Rav Shimon ben Yechoy, the way Rashi says in Sanhedrin. It's a memela, so it's not such a terrible kasha. We could learn that even if a guy is Ramei and Sanhedrin, the Ramei is Chaylik and Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Rabbi Netan Meforish, the Yesh Chilik ben Odom leho Odom. Toiv de Kechovim Nichlal, Toiv de Kechovim Bechlal ho Odom Ninu. Now, what is the difference between Odom and ho Odom? So, the Tosfos HaRosh says, Odom is a Maila. Atom Kriyim Odom. Ho Odom is also a Maila. Ayerech Hayomin Hamiyumenes. Hey means the Choshevet. So, Ho Odom means the Choshevet. So, you have two Miyutim to be Mamayat Akum. Odom is a Miyut, and Ho Odom is a Miyut. So you have a klalay, miyut acha, miyut ala l'raboy. So since you have two miyutim and akum, so fakir therefore we're marba akum. That's what Rabbi Netan said. When Tam beforish, they shchilik bein odom leho odom. To oiv de kechavim bechlal ho odom ninu, at the klalay bein miyut acha, miyut ala l'raboy. To ho de koma kahanim levim yisraelim loy nema, hachi koma odom loy nema. The Pasuk says, Ashayasa oisam ha Adam. So the Gemara means it doesn't say Adam. It would say Adam, it would mean Kahanim Levim Yisraelim. Since it says ha Adam, so Mabegoy. Now, Imashu Kahanim Levim Yisraelim. Ella ha Adam. The Chol Hanikroi Bimaisi. All the Psukim that our Gemara brings, Ksiv Adam. The loyparich mikroi dersiv ha odom. So memela, so that's Rabbi Netan's teretz, that Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai said only that atem kruyim odom, but ha odom, al seklal of emiyat achamiyat ala l'rabba, is that is koilo agoy also. V'rav mishulim hoya oima. Now mishulim said a third teretz. The Gabi Peronius Davke Koma Atam Kruyim Odom. Leirotso Lichtoi Yisroel Behedye Gabi Peronius. That means, when we're speaking about Peronius, Odom Kiyomus Ba'oil, Trishoinim bring another pasuk, Odom Yibesore Negatsaras. So, there doesn't mention Yisroel. So, it mentions Odom. The Leirotza Lichtei Yisrael Behed Yegabi Peroni. So there, when he mentioned Odom, so Odom is in place of Yisrael. The Rebbein Shem did not want to mention Yisrael. So therefore it mentioned Odom, but Odom is in place of Yisrael. Avul Gabi Ha'odom, so that's Davke by a Peroni is the Torah said the word Odom B'mokem Yisrael. Aval Gabi Ha'odom V'chai Avalei Lichta Behedye Kahanim Alvim Yisraelim. There it's not a Peronius. K'moy Sheragul B'chol Mokim. So Memele, so there if it says Odom, the Akochach comes to be Marbe Yisrael. V'chol D'Poch Mahani Kroi. Aval Gav Da'iv D'Kichovim Nami Kruyim Odom. Now we're saying that B'emison, if it's not a mocking Peronius, then Odom is Koilu Goyim also. Mikol mocking Perek, even the Gabi Peronius, Yisroel Kriyim Odom. Since by Peronius, Yisroel Kriyim Odom, that means this is a shame that's miyuchid for Yisroel. Heichid olay airi el abayvid kichovim davkele habalele mikrino Odom. That means if he wants to speak about everyone, he says Odom, so Atom Kriyam Odom, and but since he didn't say Yisrael, it's a mocking bracha, so it's Koilo Goy also. But if he's only speaking about Goyim, he should not have called them Odom, which is Hashem that's Meyuchid, the Am Yisrael, the mocking Peronius. V'hadachsiv bekum oleinu Odom. Now that's also talking about Goyim. Hainu lefi shehizker Hashem. Elulay Hashem shehoyelana bekum oleinu Odom. So
Just like Agamara said, we mentioned a behemoth, we mentioned, when we say what we're talking about, we say Adam. So there, the Kumalayna Adam, Lepisha Hisker Hashem. Lulei the Mistafine, maybe we could say a shtickle, another teretz on this kasha of Tosfos. There's a pirish from Rab Chaim Vital on Tillim, and this capital Tillim, capital Kuf Chav Dalet, Lulei Hashem Shehayilonu Yemano Yisrael, Lulei Hashem Shehayilonu Bekum Aleinu Odom, Azai Chaim Blunu, Bachreis Apem Bonu. So Rab Chaim Vital says, Amir de Kezach, he says that Klal Yisrael will go through the Shibud of Dalet Malchus, and after the Shibud of Dalet Malchus, there'll be another Golus. That'll be Golus Yishmael. And Golus Yishmael is worse than the Dalet Malchus, because Yishmael is Nimu, the descendants from Avram, and it's worse. And that's Pshat in the Pasuk. Lulei Hashem Shoyelonu Yeman Yisrael is speaking about the Dalet Malchus. Lulei Hashem Shoyelonu Bekum Aleinu Odom is going on Yishmael, because Yishmael is called Pera Odom. So Memele, so here we're talking about Yishmael. And he says the sin of Yishmael to Yisrael is a much greater sin than the sin of the Dalet Malchus was to Yisrael. That's why Zachaim Blunu Bachreis Apam Bonu. So it could be that if we're speaking about Yishmael, and Yishmael is Taka Pera Odom, we see Al Kaponim that by Yishmael there is a Shaychis to Odom, who Pera Odom, he's called a Pera Odom. So it could be Ligabi Tume Mestama Yishmael is also not Metam according to Rabbi Yishmael. And my shvogel wanted a tiny because it says Odom ki yom as well. He's a Shem Levi. He's a Pera. He's not a plain Odom. He's a Pera Odom. That's what Yishmael is. But Al Kaponim, it seems he has in him a Odom also. That's the Maila and that's the Chesorin when we're speaking about Golus Yishmael. So it could be the Shem Odom here is Masim, because we're speaking about Yishmael who has in himself a chelik of Adam. V'chein, v'ata Adam v'loikel gabi chiram, so that's also Tosfos said, because if you want to differentiate between the Hizkir Hashem and Do, so then it's called Adam. V'hodachsi v'etein Adam tachtecho, odashine bebrochis, atikri Adam ela edai. The Gemara darshins that an Akum is a kinyan in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, Nosan livnei Adam, that a goy is a kinyan in Eretz Yisrael. So Tosfos says, Hainu bnei Adam Arishin. Then I called Adam, they're called bnei Adam. They're descendants from Adam Arishin. That's why that person can be speaking about goy. Mi mage umase mi ma'atinu. So Ravina had said that yes, the kasha Rav Shimon ben Yochai, why in Melchemes Midyan did they have to be metayer themselves? Lechayre Akum is not metame. So the Ravina said, but mi mage umase it is metame. So Tosfos says, "Vafal gav d'chsi v'cholosh igal pnei asoda be'oy be'etzem odom." There also says odom. Hadashini benoze perik chav gimel le'inyan oyom. V'oy meri dein aloche kereb shimon. So the Ri paskins l'haloche not like Reb Shimon ben Yochai. The Reb Shimon ben Gamliel poligalei k'desnam be'meseches eholis, and that's the Mishnah Medeiros Akum. We had mentioned before, it says, Medeiros ha'akum atome, you're not allowed to go into the Medeira, because they're Mekabed and they're falling there. So Tosfos understood, we mentioned before, Rashi says, if it could go according to Shimon Yochai, also it's Metame v'magamase. But Tosfos understood differently that the Medeiros Hakim, the Mekabel and the Nefilim, it's only Tumas Oil. And it's Metame, so you see that we are Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's Cholek and Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai. And therefore, etzrichim kaihanim lizor mikivrei oivik kichom. Finished. We don't pass on Rav Shimon ben Yochai. So therefore, a kohen has to be nizor from kivrei oivik kichom. Ubepeirik hamikabel, beuvde de liyo, de heishiv lerabe barabue ki Rav Shimon ben Yochai dehoche. Tuchuyi komat chalei. Now let us just relate what happened in Mesechtes Bob Metzia. Mesechtes Bob Metzia, Rabbi Bar Avue met Eliyahu HaNovi, and he was in the Beis HaKvoris of Goyim. He asked him a few shailas, and then he asked him a shaila, L'chayre, you're a Goyim, what are you doing in the Beis HaKvoris? So he told him, Rabbi Shimon Yechayis Drosh, Beis HaKvoris Shalakam, was the Beis HaKvoris Shalakam. Atem kruyim odom, vein akim kruyim odom. So Tosfos says, d'chuyi kamatchala, that wasn't the real teretz. V'ketayme shoyesoymech al roi v'aroyni sheyesh ben peseich tefach. The real time was because the aroynis have a peseich tefach, so if it's a peseich tefach, so the mele, the tume is not bekas v'oyle, so it's the organ is chaytis b'fnei atume. So that's why he was permitted to be in the Beis HaKvoris. That's a very modern Tosfos. Now Tosfos, he asks Eliyahu, what are you doing in the Beis HaKvoris? Tell him the truth. Tell him in chuy kamat chalai. Tosfos brings another raya. The Ramban asks him, Tosfos Meiradik, he says, Chas v'sholim, he says, how can you say? He's machshalim, he tells Allah, Rav Shimon ben Yochai. He says, Meirad sholoi ka'aloch. I mean, what's pshat in this? So the Ramban says pshat, according to Tosfos, he's chaylik on Tosfos, he brings a raif in the Leon over, he paskal at Rav Shimon ben Yochai. But the Ramban wants to say pshat as follows. But what does Tosfos say? The heter was really that Rei Varoinis Peseich Tefach. Rei Varoinis is a Peseich Tefach. So Melech Tzav, so the Oren is Chaytzes Bifneitum, and that's the real Teretz. So why didn't he tell him the real Teretz? He says, but the Gemara says that that's true, but me and Aroinis don't have a Peseich Tefach. So they were Geyser, with the Rabbon, and they were Geyser, and all Aroinis, or to meet Aroinis. So with the Rabbonon, you're not allowed to be Soymech on this. So he didn't want to tell him he's Mezalzon at the Rabbonon. So Melech, he told him, Rav Shimon ben Yochai. That means the real letter was, because it's a Peseich Tefach. And he knew that it was a Peseich Tefach. So maybe passed by him, passed nicht to the... The Ramban asks on this, he says, is Taketain, is Toiretz Gidron Shal Chachomim? What's Pshat? Maybe Tosfos held Taket that there's a difference. That could be, that the whole Gzeira was by a person who does not know to differentiate. If the Oren does have a Peseich Tefach, if it doesn't have a Peseich Tefach. So they said you shouldn't be Seimach and Roiv. Eliyahu HaNovi could be didn't fall into the Gzeire. He wasn't Seimach. The Takone, the Rabbonu was, don't rely on Roiv. That was the Takone. So if you don't rely on Roiv, so Memele, you have to be Nizar by all Aroinis. Eliyahu HaNovi wasn't Seimach and Roiv. He knew there was a Peseich Tefach. The Peseich Tefach could be, there's no Gzeire. We see Eliyahu HaNovi was doiche. Kemoishem etzinik sheya koiva rabbi kiva. Va'om alei lav koyaninu. They asked Eliyahu, aren't you a koyin? How can we meet you? Lav koyaninu ma. Om alei tzadikim einu metamim. Say to all the most of tzadikim einu metamim. Viketayim if we shahoy your meis mitzvah. But there was a meis mitzvah rabbi kiva. No one wanted it. No one was able to bury him, Shoyim Erugim Malchis, for you Yireim Lekavroi. They were afraid to bury him, or Sakonis Nefoshis. So Memela, so that's it's so that was the real heter. Also the Raman Mishim Kvoidai, to say no one wants to bury him, so that's why he said Mishim Kvoidai Rabbi Kivi, he said Tzadikim Einam Metamim. Umiu bebotei oivdei kechavim mutarim lekonis. Taisu says alalacha we paskin not like Rav Shimon ben Yochai, and therefore a kain should be nizar by tumas oyer shalakum or both to enter a goyish house you're allowed to. The sign you would have to do holders, but there is a kechav to meim, a bachutz loritz toirim, a chutz loritz a one goyse. Zog te gemore weite, zog te mishne. Iris es a amonev nisman aliyes koin godel yichnois. A person, a koin, had yet made eris in an amone, which was 100% permissible, when this man Elias Kohen Gadol, then he became a Kohen Gadol, and he wants to make Nisuin. His Yichnai, so he's permitted to make Nisuin in an Almone. Even though it says Almone lo Yikach, but we learn out from a Ribuy of Yikach Isha, that if the Eresen was Behetel, so the Nisuin becomes Nigra after the Eresen, and here's the Heter of the Eresen applies by the Nisuin. Umayse be Yeshua ben Gamlo, shekidesh esmalta bas baitus. It seems the smalta bas baitus was also an almone. Minoa melech li is kain godel, the consul, he was kainusa. Sheimeres yovom shenoflo lifne kain hedyet in isman ali is kain godel. What is the din of a shemeres yovom that fell lifne hedyet? There wasn't erison, there was Zike, she does an afila liyibim to a kain hedyit, nisman ali is kain godel, afa pisha osa ba maim, even though he had made maimer before, hareza la yichnois is not permitted to be kain. So here I don't say that the nisuim are nigrar after the heta erisim. Zot de gemore, ton de rabbonne, minayin shim iris es halmone, nisman ali is kain godel, she yichnois, this haloche, that the Nisuin is Nigra Bosa Deirisen, Talmud Loima Yikach Isha. That means the Pasuk says, Gusha Zainim Chalolas Eile Lo Yikach. Amon Zainim Gusha Chalolas Eile Lo Yikach. Kim Sula Ma'amov. Then it says Yikach Isha. So the Gemara Darshins as follows. The Yikach Isha is Miyuta. Kim Sula Ma'amov is a Taikab Sula. Yikach Isha is telling us that one of these noshim that we said lo yikach is a time when he's permitted to take her for an isha, and that's if nisman ali is koyin godol, so he the kedushin was beheter, so he's permitted to make nisuin in these isurik these noshim which are also the koyin godol. Ihochi, so the Gemara says, if you have a riba vikach isha, shemeres yovem nami. So the Gemara says, it says, isha velo yevoma. That would be shas nisuin, she's an isha, she's not a yevome. She's a yevome, like this, he's making yibumen, a yevome, there's no heta. Yikach isha. Maise bi yeshua ben gamla. Mino en nismanula. It's very interesting. The Mishnah starts off by saying, Nisman liyes kain godel. Then it says, "Ma'is bishem en gamle uminohu amelech liyes kain godel." Doesn't say nisman liyes kain godel. Omar Rav Yosef koter kochazin hoche. There was a kesher rishoyim over here. There was a dreidel aribikem. It wasn't nisman liyes kain godel. Sanhedrin did not hold he should be a kain godel. The melech held he should be a kohen gadol. The Omer Rabasi takabe the dinri aila leimalte bas baitis liyane malke. Ademukile lishu ben gamla bekehani rab rabbi. That means that what he was appointed to be a kohen gadol was because there was some sheichet given to the melech, and after the sheichet he was memane him for kohen gadol. So that's what it doesn't say in this manner. It says It says, Mino HaMelech. Let us see Rashi. Tamalei mebesulim hamav yikach isha, ha-isha lo yitztarech ela ledrosha. Mino ein kleima HaMelech Mino. The Melech appointed him, Avalochi ba-kahanim Sanhedrin loy Mino. This man alloy ktan ava mashme deroy hoyo lakach. What does Taisva say? I will lay Malta bas baitis liani Malka. Lav haino yane kain godo, the perkai me bedlushin. Tim kain lay hoya moishiv achel bim koinoi. That means he officiated as Kohen Gadol, so he wouldn't take another Kohen as Kohen Gadol. So it's a different Yanei HaMelech. Now the Tosfos Yeshanim says v'gam ein ze Yeshua ben Gamle shehoya bebobo basra shetikin kama takonis. Mola Yeshua ben Gamla, the Gemara says, Nishtakach Torah mi Yisrael, he was Mechadish Chadorim, and Agavardik Zach. Shai say Tzadikoy, Ala Acha Huze, there was someone else. Others say that this was that Yeshua ben Gamla, he was a Tzadik, a Mechadik Mensch, but in the day there were more people, Kahanim, more Choshev than him. So Lemay said that what he was appointed to Kohen Gadol was felt an Avla. And then Leo wants to bring down a pshat that Fakert, he was Gevaldik Choshev, and the only reason he was appointed to Kohen Gadol because they gave money. That was the Kesher Hashoyim. That shows the riches of the, without money, the Gadol had the, was not appointed to be the Kohen Gadol. That's how then Leo wants to say pshat. Zogt der Mishne weiter, Kohen Gadol Shemeis, Ochiv, a Kohen Gadol that his brother had died. So Lemaise, so now, the Yevame is an Almona that's falling to a Kohen Gadol. He's Choleitz V'loi Miyab. So he gives Chalitza and he's not permitted to be Miyab. So the Gemara says, Kaposik V'toni, Loishna Mina Eresin, V'loishna Mina Nesuim. It says here that a Kohen Gadol is not permitted to be Miyab. Aishas Ochiv, Lemin Eresim, Lemin Anisuin, Bish Lemin Anisuin, Esa Veloisasa. So Esa Veloisasa, Vin Esa Deiche, Loisasa Veesa. Ne Esa is not Deiche, Aloisasa Veesa. Sounds very good. Elamin Eresim. But if she's an Amon Amin Eresim, Yove Yasei Beitres Loisasa, Svegmoensis, Gzeire Birishoyne, Otto Birishnir. That means the S is by the first beer. So then in the Hanami can zicha be miyab, but they were geyser for make the first beer, might come to make the second beer. Now the second beer, there's no heter already out some money, because the whole heter was only out tchiye, and that's only by the first beer. So therefore they were geyser beer ishayna oto beer shniye. Chaylitz Kohen Gadol, you make chalitz from the Kohen Gadol, but they miyab, the money, basura loy. Loisase v'esa, almono lo yikach, psulo yikach, v'loi ba'ula. So that's the loisase and the es. Kohen Gadol shemeis ochiv choyletz v'loi miyab. V'im toima mireishe shamina lo. Diktoni shemeres yovom l'koin hadit, nisman aliyas kohen gadol lo yichne. So it says klo, he's not allowed to be miyab. That's the previous Mishnah. It says, even though if Iris Kohen Hedyet, and Isman Elias Kohen Gadol, the din is that he's permitted to be Kohenis. But if it was Naflo Loi, and Isman Elias Kohen Gadol, he's not permitted. So it says, Klo, that a Kohen Gadol is not permitted to be Miyabim and Amone. Primary, the Hocha Chaylet Osalashmin, in the Hanami, that we're not permitted to be Miyabim, that it says in the previous Mishnah. But here the Mishnah wants to tell us that there's a Din Chalitze, the Salke Daitach Mishum Bezoyin the Kohen Gadol, Sherei Kekes Lofano of Leitachlitz. Ah, Gav the Gvart, Nan Lo Lelpe, Chav Gimel Besanhedrin, we learned already that the Kohen Gadol is chaylitz veinim yabim, but that's shaloybim koine. Here is the ikemokim, see, it's telling us this din that chaylitz veinim yabim. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Koyin hedyet lo yisa eilenis elim kein yesh lo isha oibonim. That means either, if that means an islander cannot have children, so he should never marry an islander unless he has an isha or bonim. So he has children already. Rabbi Yehuda Omer af al pi sheyesh lo isha or bonim, lo yisa islander sheyizayne hamura b'toichim. That means the Tanakhama said the only reason a kohen hedyot should marry an islander is because there's a mitzvah on him to have children. And therefore, if he has children already, or he has another isha, there's no reason why he cannot marry an islander. Rabbi Yehuda says, a kohen hedyot is never permitted to marry an islander, because she's called a zoyne. V'chachomim oimrim ein zoyne ela geyores u'mishucheres v'shaniva lo b'ilas nus. An islander is not called a zoyne. Before we see Rashi, just let's see the Shtikl Gemara. Omalei reish gerusa l'arav hune mai taime mishum piye v'rivye. Why should Nakoin Hedyad marry an islander als the mitzvah piye v'rivye? Kahanim o de mifkedi v'yishroel loy mifkedi. The whole mitzvah piye v'rivye is only an Nakoin. Omalei mishum de kaboy l'misni sefer. Ab yudoi marav api sheyesh lo yisho. V'yesh lo yibonim lo yisa islander shizoyin amura b'toyrem. Say, so the more brought down this din to tell us the safer. That even though, Lamaisa is a chasona pivarivia, but the chasona pivarivia applies a filu by Israel also. But he wants to tell us that when there's no chasona pivarivia, so then, the Tanakam holds that a kohen hedyot is mutabailan is. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, she's Zaina Mura Batoira. There's any kind of the Mifkedi, Bishroel, or Mifkedi. Bishamachi, Tony Koyim, that's where it says Koyim. Let us see Rashi in Taisus. Elim Kain, Yesh Leibonim. Bisham de Mitzuba, Alpiya Varivia. Buadin Li Yisroel, Bigmore Meforish, Amai Nokat Koyim. She's Zaina Mura Batoira, Bigmore Meforish. Why is a island is called a Zaina? Ella agiyores mishucheres the bias akum ve'eved paslo. So Rashi learns pshat that the psula v'giyores is because she was nivula from an akum. V'shenivula bilas nus k'gayin Yisrael aniv elas l'paslo. So it seems from Rashi that the halacha ubas koyin ki siya le'ish zol. Given shenivala l'posla, the shem psul is the psul zayne. Let us see Taisvis. Ein zayne ela giyores mishucheres. So Taisvis says, afilu nizgayra p'chusa mi basgimu shonim, asura mitam zayne, kida oma la'el gabi ir achas shohiso be'eretz Yisrael. And Rabbi was marshered, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said the Rabbi was marshered, and Rabbi Yaakov Be'idi bought a ride, and we passed on it, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. But the Gemara says, we don't pass like Rabbi Yaakov Be'idi, and some Mele, Abchusa Bas Gimel is also a apostle. Now why is a geyeres that's a pchusa mas gimel posel? The time lefi shebo min ha'ivdei kechovim hashtufim bezimin. So that means if the shoyrish is short of bezime, so the peiri ha'yoytzi is Hashem zayin already. Even though she's a pchusa mas gimel, she wasn't mizana, but al kaponim, that's what comes out from shtufim bezimin. A chevtsa of zayne. Pa'avol gab, the pektoisvist, the perek basra, the kedushin, torish lo mikro di yecheskel, a marke di islay, so with different psukim, psulas mizere yisrael, mikomok, beilama, asira mitam zayne. The iser is zayne. For us, yecheskel basmach akroi, yecheskel was masmach disar am psukim, but lo maise di yisod the iser, as an iser da reisa al zayne. V'hiksho harav Moshe mipuntayshe. Dohoche mashme, de giyoyres asura lekoyin midi reise. Mitam zoyne. That's what it says, that the Agiyos is a zoyne. Pepeire came amidem, omar de bezn shal chashmeinoi gozru tabo aloi vedes kechob mchayim mishum nashgaz. That if the bezn shal chashmeinoi were gozer, that if a bo ala goite is chayim alts nashgaz, what's nashgaz, what's the zayin? Peire shim hu koyim chayim mishum zoyne. Vikala mandiyoma mishum nashgo, not nashgaz, abo mishum zoyne loy, and the shayi loy mafkeri. So, Faktosfus Amir de Kekasha, if you say the Shtufim Bezime makes a Zayne, so a Goite is the same, she's a descendant of a Shtufim Bezime. So why is a Goite not a Zayne Minatere? There's a Machlik, it's Bezen Shal, Hashem no Yer, Goize, were not Goize, it's a Zayne. So Tosfus says, Ula Baye Niche, Da Avedis Kechovim Le Mechai, Mishum Dersiv Lo Yikach Velo Yechalo. It says Lo Yikach Velo Yechalo. And Ubavaydus Kachovim Lo Yikirini Ba Lo Yikach Le Tovsi Ba Kedushin Velo Yech Velo Yishach Ba Chilo Zera Shein Ezera Mishachas Achov. So Memele in the Parsha of Zoyne it says Yikach Yechalo. And Lemaise these two do not apply by Abo Ala Goite. Avol Rove de Poligale. So fine. So according to Bai, it's beautiful. He has the Strosh of Laikach Lechalo. So therefore, that's the difference between Agiyoiris and Agoite. Agiyoiris is a Bas Kiche Vechilu, and Agoite is not a Bas Kiche Vechilu. Avol Rove de Poligale become Echot Zeb Echot Zeb Perish. Bein Zoyne Vedes Kechovim. Bein zayne Yisraelis es nena osa v'koin abol eloi kemishim zayne. Rabbi says that a zayne that's a goite yeloi kemishim zayne. Yeloi kemishim zayne means it's a nisa darais al zayne. So bezoi, so it's a shrek. So what's pshat in this gemara nabai de zore that it seems that the whole iser of zayne by a goite is only bezden shal chashmenei gozo. It seems that Rava does not hold this drasha of la yikach v'la yichalo. V'yeshloimer the Rava leipolik alahecha the zinza. When does Rava say you don't need the tnai of kichin chilo alahecha the zinza? The yal of law mizayne yisraelis. That she was mizane, so then she's like a zayne yisraelis. Now, Taisvi says a teretz, which is very, very difficult to understand, that the Keren Eir is Moirer on Taisvi. Taisvi says as follows. Abaye had a drosha kichan chilul, and therefore a goita, which is a labas kichan, a labas chilul, is no din zayin. Rove, it matters. When, if she was mizane, then, so she has a shame zayin, even though she's a labas kichan chilul. Because she was mizane. What is it different than a yidina that's mizane? If she wasn't mizane, so then you need kichan chilul. If this drosh is a drosh, so it should apply all times. And if the drosh is not a drosh, if I have a legitimate reason to give her a shame zayne, so even though she wasn't mizane, I also have a legitimate reason to give her a shame zayne, because the shtufei zima, just like you ask her a giyayres, you should ask her a goita also minatayra. A kapanim the Keren Eir is meirer. Taisus is teretz. It's difficult to understand. Sheniva labilas nus perish bekuntris Yisraelis sheniva laposolo. That means baskoin kisieli izol v'efshel loy mekain the mechay v'lav in the tovsa b'kedushin loy havi zayne ala mechay v'krisis ki the perashti b'achoyle tzchay v'lav in the tovsa b'kedushin. There's a psul. But it's not a zayne. A zayne is only from chayv and krisis.